And if I have a cognitive impairment? 6 out of 10. Like every adventure game, Assassin's Creed asks players to keep up with the story or multiple stories. How you experience and keep track of the storyline matters, above all, when you have a cognitive impairment. The French version of the game is only available on consoles. Be aware, Amelitha tested the game on PC and reported that English is the default and, when booting up the game, it will ask you to download the French language pack. We have dubbing in French, so understanding the dialogue is fine. However, to keep track, the game switches to written text. There are many texts for collectibles and other items. It was promising to discover the game offers menu narration. Yet our hopes were dashed as we realized the narrator is only available while playing in English. Given the last time we experienced an American narrator trying to read a French menu screen, in Mortal Kombat 1, perhaps it's for the best. But it's a shame because it's essential for non-reading players. It's yet another game that relies on written text. Sure, we're reminded of the active quest in-game, and the others on the investigation board. In written form, though, it's hard to tell which quest you're tracking. Although we have images and icons in the detailed reminders, much of the time, the reward is shown instead of the context. Our advice is to avoid spreading yourself too thin by accepting too many quests at once. Do one at a time. Pay close attention to the opening cutscenes to remember the context. That said, there are no explanatory cutscenes for the contracts found in the assassin bureaus. Once you start a quest, it becomes active and clearly indicated with orange markers. A navigation aid lets you increase the visibility of interactive features. For one, it means you don't need to search. Instead of find a water source in District X, you see a marker directly over the place you need to visit. It's less immersive, but avoids the frustration of hunting around for the hidden well beneath a covered area, which you can't see from outside. The world map reveals numerous icons. The white ones are helpful locations, such as traders, town criers, or mercenaries, etc. Each has its own icon. Yellow icons are valuable objects like rare chests. As discussed, the active quest is orange. Assassin's Creed gives you a few helpful options. All the same, you have to search around to enable them, because they are spread everywhere. In particular, non-readers will certainly need someone to help configure the settings to begin with. If you have trouble using the world map in the menu, in-game, there isn't a permanent mini-map to rely on. Be sure to enable the navigation aid. Using Enkidu, the eagle, you will notice that each of these map features is highlighted in-game with a light beam. A direct visual aid, it's practical for locating what you're searching for. Another helpful tip, when you approach an object to open or collect, the interaction button displays on screen. You don't need to think about which button to use, Y to interact, RB to silently assassinate a lookout, etc. If you need to focus your attention, there are several useful options. Firstly, you can decide what to display on screen. Start with everything enabled to see what you like, then remove the less important elements, keeping only what helps and doesn't cause a distraction. Speaking of which, if you find the blood effects disturbing, they can be disabled, too. Furthermore, Eagle Vision, left on the D-pad, allows you to highlight the gameplay features you can directly interact with. It's a great way to help you concentrate on the important stuff. Learning the gameplay features is equally important. Assassin's Creed Mirage uses the standard practices for these types of immersive games. It teaches you the game as you progress through the story. It's step by step and the difficulty rises slowly. But it's only explained once in-game, after which you have to search for the information yourself in the tutorials section of the codex. It's a shame these explanations don't contain videos, to avoid relying on written text. While they do have pictures, they are sometimes unclear. Given the color-coded visual aids, especially, combat demands speedy reactions. So long as those aren't a problem, you shouldn't have too many issues. The easy difficulty setting is a good way to ease yourself into the game and have time to learn the ropes. If you're feeling comfortable, you can raise the difficulty later. Another gameplay mechanic featured heavily in Mirage, pickpocketing is very tough if you don't have fast reflexes, or need time to decide how to react. You only have less than 1 second to react, which proved too little for most of the team. At the start, when the game teaches you how to pickpocket, none of the team were able to succeed first time. Thankfully, one setting allows you to succeed automatically, if you can locate the text-only setting without an image. In its current state, without help to configure the settings, over half of the team would have quit the game after these few minutes, frustrated at the pickpocketing system and unable to progress, as you have to succeed to continue the quest. As Nico often says, "I'd rather not touch the settings because, without reading, I'm scared to mess something up." In any case, our team members still had trouble getting their bearings in the game. While the aids are effective, they aren't constantly active. You have to trigger them, like Eagle Vision or Enkidu. It's more cognitive effort and some players miss out. Here again, you have to learn the game with someone's help to begin with. The game offers helpful aids, but you need assistance to configure the settings and learn the appropriate mechanics.